7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Later in the hour, Uri Geller comes back to the Good Day program. We haven't heard from him for a long time. And we also have, during our Tuesday conversations in this hour, visitations from the Boomer Broads. They are here, Annette and Jan Marie.
Them two.
Cool. I think we should do another show on memory, really.
You know, there's a whole thing about that. I tend to actually tune Richie out much of the time. We were talking about something that I had asked him to find out in the last hour, and he told me what he had found out, and I ignored him. And it may have been because I was listening to things I was thinking about.
You didn't ignore him. You actually talked to him about it.
No, I will. And then I ignored him.
Even worse.
You forgot.
Yeah, then I ignored him. All right, so Janet and Anne-Marie, the Boomer Broads, are here to help us all be happy. You may have seen the story USA Today this week, the happiness survey. When was the last time you were really happy? Heather, when was the last time you were really, really happy?
I'm happy, Heather. I'm happy all the time.
Happy all the time.
Happy, Heather.
Really? What did you say, Anne-Marie?
I said answer the question.
Anne Marie, Heather, answer the question. When was the last time you were happy?
No, asking you.
You want me to answer it?
Yes, I do.
I'm happy right now. I was happy 10 minutes ago. When I ignored McFadden, I was very happy.
Yeah. I'm having a good old time.
Yeah.
Well, actually, that matches the majority of people. 35% say the last time they remember being happy was just yesterday. So that's
not the majority. 35%
is
one-third.
In Boomer Broad's mathematics.
Really?
Yeah. But what was really saddening was that 19% of the respondents said they could not remember the last time they were happy.
Aww.
That's a large percentage, isn't it?
All right, Roberta, when was the last time you were happy?
Oh, yes. About an hour and a half ago.
Right.
All right. Yeah. Anne-Marie, when's the last time you were happy?
I'm pretty darn happy most of the time. I mean, you couldn't tell because everybody.
No, I can't.
Those around her might argue with that, but no.
Janet, when's the last time you were happy, Janet?
Oh, yeah. Always. Every morning I wake up, I take a walk, I'm happy.
Yeah, you do sound like a happy person.
I'm a happy person. And what I mentioned, I think, in our original email to you is we work with a young staff, a lot of 20-something, some young 30s.
I love young staff.
Oh, they're fantastic, a lot of energy, but boy, are they depressed.
Really?
That's because they're emotional.
The
20-somethings. Oh, my God, I don't have a boyfriend. It's enough to make them down in the dumps for 3 days. Oh, my God, my apartment is a mess. Down in the dumps for 3 days. Yeah. Road rage. Oh, my God, I can't make it. I am telling you. Don't have the latest purse.
Man, they need to get a life.
That's enough.
They need to get slapped around by a little reality.
That's right.
And that's the problem.
It really is, and as you age, I think many of us, I don't know how old Heather is, I sense younger than most of us, and I know Jennifer is, but as you age, you are so much more thankful for the little things. I mentioned to Henry, when I get up in the morning, if I don't have, like, aches and pains, I feel good. I am, like, happy as a clam. You know, I'm, like, 55 years old, and I can still get around. Woohoo! You know, it's the little
things. I was feeling actually pretty good until I tripped over Heather's bag about an hour ago. Now I can hardly walk.
Well, there you go. It really is. I think the health issue as you grow older, when you are healthy, you are happy.
Right.
Yep.
But when you're younger, you just take it for granted.
There's no question that without your health, as corny as it sounds, there's no real reason
for
living. You can't be happy if you don't have your health. It just one goes hand in hand.
And it doesn't make any difference how much money you have. It really doesn't matter.
My father had a great expression. I've had it with and without, and I'll take it with, thank you.
Given the choice, but it's not like money can make you happy.
No, it doesn't make you happy. It may help in
it makes
enjoyment.
It easier to be happy.
Yeah. That's right. Yes, it does. That's a good way. Yeah.
But also, money makes you unhappy as well if you don't use it properly. Yes.
Mike Tyson doesn't seem like the happiest guy in the world, does he?
No, he isn't. Yeah. No, he isn't. You're
and has a tattoo on his face. How can you be happy?
He's not intelligent enough to be happy. He's not intelligent enough to realize he should be happy.
He's intelligent enough to figure out how to make that much money.
He's intelligent enough to surround him with people who teach him how to do that.
I think he's not smart enough to do that. He's just not smart. And choices he's made have been hard. Yeah. He was fortunate enough to have a skill that people took advantage of.
Yeah.
And I think that's the other thing. If you're happy, do you have a handle on those who are or who would be around you that could enhance your happiness? I don't think you can be happy in a vacuum.
Or do you hang out with people that just suck the life out of you?
Right. Yeah. That's the danger.
Like the people I hang around with.
I think you learn when you get older that you have a choice about the kinds of people that you can surround yourself with.
Well,
you have a choice in basically a lot. Maybe not in your health, but you do have a choice.
So I could get rid of all these people. I could be much happier.
There you go.
And I also think when you're younger, the things that make you happy, like I'll hear the staff, oh, I have 500 Facebook friends. That makes them happy. Could you care less?
No.
500?
But is that an age thing? What about having 500? How many friends do we have? We have hundreds, thousands of friends.
Sure you do.
So what is what doesn't make me happier in the morning to know that I have all these Facebook friends?
No, they're not real.
Well, you have to remember.
I mean, you know, we all go through when we're young, when we're 15 and 25 and 35. There are different things. We're the same way. We all look at young people now, and we all go.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, why did you do that? Yeah, so stupid. I was no different. I was as big a moron, if not bigger, than any one of these kids walking around today.
It was absolutely the truth.
Yeah.
Was it Jennifer who said earlier? You know, that age group that you've got your hormones are raging.
Sure.
Well, there's always this trend.
All the time in my 20s.
And you just don't have life experience yet to make you realize what should make you happy.
Contact. There's the emo movement right now, though, where these young kids dress in skinny jeans and sad shoes and black hair, and they're just down in the dumps all the time, and that's considered kind of cool for a 20-something to be emo.
Well, there are a lot of people who don't have jobs that are that age. They've been to college, and they don't have they seem not to be able to find their way. I mean, I think if they worked at it harder, they would be able to. But everybody's so used to having it handed to them.
Well, that's the thing.
This is the entitlement. You are an American, therefore you're entitled to this. Or you are my son or your daughter. My daughter, then you're entitled to this.
One of the lessons I was fortunate enough to learn early in life is that if you go get yourself, it means that much more to you. And if
say that again.
If you go get yourself, it means that much more to you.
Go getting things on your own.
So
you be the motivator for you.
I paid for my even though my father gave me my first car, I paid him for it before I was allowed to drive it. So it just made you appreciate it. And the things, and I started to realize over the years, you know, I guess in my 20s, that I would go get something on my own, and man, it just meant that much more to me.
Yep.
Right.
And the more and more we have a generation of entitlement where I get this for free and I don't appreciate it, delays the happiness of the, you know, the satisfaction of knowing I've done this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's the other thing. I learned maybe the day that I turned 30 and have learned even more as I progressed into my 60s, 50s, and 60s is it's a choice. I mean, you can choose one way or the other.
Yeah,
it doesn't just happen to you.
Sure.
And I really think that realization with a lot of therapy, realization really helps.
You know what people don't do? People do not look at the end game. They don't, in their mind, okay, this is what I want to accomplish, and then you work your way through to getting there. They take each of the, they may have a goal, but they don't keep that in their mind. They get distracted by all the things that may get in the way of achieving that goal on your way to the goal, so they lose sight of the goal.
And they feel victimized. I think.
Oh yeah, everybody's. Oh my God, everybody's a victim.
Yeah. Why is this happening to me?
What's not happening to you?
Right.
You're choosing one. It's an attitude, really.
And I think the older you get, the less you sweat the small stuff.
The most powerful thing.
If you sweat the small stuff, you're just a goner.
The most powerful thing that ever happened to me in my life was one day, you know, I was just having a hard time. I was 25, 26 or something like that. It was really just a rough time. And it was like, what am I going to do? I just didn't know how to get out of this funk and move to the next stage and everything. And I just happened to be listening to the Led Zeppelin song, Nobody's Fault But Mine.
Oh, that's a good one.
And it changed, stupid as it sounds, changed my life. Because it gives you the power, the knowledge of the power that it's nobody's fault but yours, and you are the one who can change it all.
You
got to
stop fixing the blame and just work
toward
it.
Right. And it was that day when I was just like, what am I worried about? I want this, I go get this.
Yeah. That's it. As long as you don't have a gun when you're getting it.
Yeah, well.
I tried that.
We're making that assumption that you don't.
Happiness is
what you make of it.
A big watermelon. That's a happiness okay. is a big cow.
A warm puppy.
Happiness is Charlotte. Right.
You've had a bunch of cows, haven't you?
I have over my life. But fill in, here's the exercise. This is how you handle this. I am happy when, or I am happiest when, and you fill in the blank. I think that's something that would be cool. Put that on Facebook as well. All right, ladies, thank you. Janet.
Thank you,
and Anne Marie, the Boomer Broads, here with us on Good Day at 18 after the hour.
Be happy. Be happy.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now, let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
These are not the Arab hip-hop guys. This is Elton John. Bernie Taupin's birthday is today. He's 62. He's the lyricist that works on all of Elton John's hits. Elton John comes up with the music. Taupin comes up with the story.
It's actually the other way around.
Huh?
Taupin does his thing first, and then Elton John writes the music to the words.
Oh, okay. But they both. But he's the lyricist. He comes up with the words.
I find that fascinating.
Yeah.
That Taupin can just go, here are the
words.
Yeah,
they never sit together from what I hear.
Yeah. Uh-uh. And then Elton really John like just reads through the words and just writes the song around it.
All right, let's see here. Michael Constantine, Emmy Award-winning actor for Room 222's birthday is today. Born this day, 1927. If you saw him, you'd probably recognize him. Actor Richard Benjamin, who was a favorite of Johnny Carson's, was in Goodbye Columbus, Diary of a Mad Housewife, Portnoy's Complaint, Love at First Bite,
nothing.
The Sunshine Boys. You remember that?
Yeah,
any of those? Really?
No.
He became a big director, has done a lot of movies made here in America. Let's see here. Actor Frank Converse, big tall guy, you'd recognize him. From
the big tall guy.
Yeah, big tall guy. Right, exactly.
I remember him.
He dates short women.
Right.
Yeah.
Not allowed.
Yeah. All right, Susan Strasberg, the actress. It's in Toma, you'd remember. I don't know. You remember that show?
How come you keep telling us you'd remember?
You'd remember.
Okay, so because I'm focused on that today for some reason or other. Dana Williams, the singer from Diamond Rio.
Love Diamond Rio.
51 today. All right? Yeah. Jesse Valenzuela from the Gin Blossoms is 50 today.
50?
Oh, God. Is this a good song?
Yeah, great song.
Another guy riddled with drug problems that they fired from the band and kept going. They did a good job. Keep going.
Barbara Parkins, the actress from Peyton Place and Valley of the Dolls, Calendar Girl Murders. You'd recognize Valley. Shut up, when you're please.
You're adorable today.
Johnny Gill's birthday is today.
What about, oh, wait a minute. The guy from Chuck.
What about him?
Okay, we'll go to Johnny Gill. I just want to let
you know. You said nobody cared about the guy from Chuck. You don't remember that, Richie?
I didn't remember that.
Yeah, good for you. Johnny Gill, I don't remember much about him, actually.
He does a lot of Getting It On music.
Does he?
Yeah. Yeah, and he was in the New Edition.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So he would be like, there's a guy that did all of the sexy, big black guy.
I don't know, but you'd recognize
Barry White.
Barry White. Yeah,
you'd recognize him.
Yeah.
Sexy.
Big, tall guy.
Brooke Smith. Dr. Erica Hahn in Grey's Anatomy is 45 today. Naomi Campbell, the model, pretty much. Isn't she? That
yes,
she's well known.
She is. She's also a phone thrower.
Yeah, she's a what? Not.
She throws phones at her assistant and stuff.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah.
Why does she do that?
Just because she's mean.
That's my tantrum.
Yeah.
Anna Elknap is Detective Lindsay Monroe on CSI New York. The only one I like from that is Cela Ward. rest of them you can have. Jennifer Goodwin plays Mary Margaret on Once Upon a Time.
This My is a new show. Favorite show. That
Why?
I'm on right now.
What is there about this show
it's
you like?
From the creators of Lost. It
Doesn't
is
help
just
me.
Really good. I mean, yeah. The writing is good, and it takes you back to fairy tales that you know, but it's a little darker side. It's a great,
oh,
great
I have. Yes. I've seen pieces of this.
Yeah, yeah, ABC see this. Show, Sunday nights. It's great. Catch up during the summer on the first season.
I think it's on the same time as The Good Wife. That's why I don't
it
see
is. It.
Yeah, right. Okay. If I've heard this story. Anyway, Jen. All right, so happy birthday to everybody, including you. If today is your birthday, it's May the 22nd. We hope you have a very cool day. 28 after the hour on Good Day. I just never understood how men who died for
good could not have a what appearance and out of fortune.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell. You're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Do you hate commercials? Even this one? Even if we talk in a really soothing voice? Well, what about a commercial about Dish's Hopper, which is an HD DVR that lets you skip commercials automatically, so you can watch your shows straight through without interruption? You'd like that commercial, right? Still no? How about if this commercial suddenly ended?
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If you don't think Sears' big Memorial Day event is the best place to go for home appliances, then you probably don't think Baby Talk sounds silly.
Aw, you don't need to cry. You're daddy's precious little man. Yes, you are. Did somebody make a little boo-boo and die-die?
Sounds like somebody needs to think again. Right now, get up to 30% off all Kenmore appliances and floor care, and up to 15% off all other appliance brands. Sears, think again. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Branded savings range from 5 to 15%. Offer valid five.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Bemplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
After the hour now, 27 before the new hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Heather Bachman, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden, and Uri Geller is back on the program. I was thinking about Uri when I was thinking about time and how you use your time wisely. We were talking about being happy earlier, Uri, and the dilemma that people have, I think, is that they don't really understand how to use their time. Time is so precious, and people don't know how to prioritize, it seems to me. You do things, and you're often in a hurry. I know I fit into that bailiwick, sometimes setting priorities. How do you set your priorities? How do you set your goals?
Look, Doug, first of all, let's add that time flies. And it's incredible because at a certain age, and I think it's age 40, you wake up in the morning on a Monday, and it's suddenly Friday. It's like there was no time. Time flies by so quickly. And that's when you realize that, looking at your children, that you're basically getting older. And then comes the wear and tear of your body, your looks, etc., that kind of reminds you that time is passing by. I learned when I was getting out of Israel and challenging the world with my abilities, I learned to go with the flow. I just let things happen. I did not prioritize. I looked at my life almost, if you'll allow me to give this example, just visualize a car, say, driving from New York to Chicago, and it's at night, pitch darkness, and the headlamps of the car can shine only 20 meters ahead, and that's all you see. And then when you get there, then the headlamps shine another 20 meters, and gradually you get to your target. And that's the way I looked at my life. I just let it unfold. I did not plan any very far away future plans. And because I allowed this to happen, almost for the passing time, or if at all there is time, to take control of my life, it seemed that it worked for me. Mm-hmm. Of course, during that time, I did things that I thought would be very important, beneficial for me, for my family, for my livelihood, for my health. You have to take all these things in consideration. For instance, when I say for my health, you've got to find time to exercise. Yes. You've got to find some time to meditate. So you bring, while using these beneficial aspects in life, you bring health into your life, which hopefully will give you more time. I hope I made sense. Yeah. So go with the flow. That is my advice.
Well, and one of the things that's really superb about you, in my estimation, and I've known you now for almost 20 years. Do you believe that?
Yes.
So the fact that you take an opportunity, you can, you know the old expression, you make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. I don't know that I know anybody who can be confronted with something that might be considered by some as a problem. You take it as an opportunity. You haven't always been successful. You've had a few things that have gone on in your life that have sputtered, and yet you've not let them transform you. We were talking earlier, as I said, about happiness, and people who are not happy because they think they lack something that's so trivial. You know, I don't have a nice car. I don't have a nice wardrobe. I don't have, there's this entitlement feeling that a lot of people, our children, think that they are entitled to certain, I mean, people that are our children's age. Your children and my children are about the same age. And, you know, there is this thing with some, and you see it reflected in England, the country that you live in, and America. I don't know that I feel that way about, when I've been to Israel, I don't know that I feel that way about the Israelis. And I was trying to think of other places around the world where there's opportunity knocking and people are taking advantage of it.
You know, our conversation today is so synchronized. I just had a fellow here who is in the granite business, and, you know, I showed him our floors. Mm-hmm. And he said he went to a shrink this morning. And I said to him, why did you go to a shrink? Because I found an outlet to talk about my problems, my maybe not being happy. And I said to him, look, just wake up with an attitude of gratitude. Just think of...
Easier said than done, though. When you get out of bed in the morning, you know, people, oh, I don't want to get up, I don't want to go to work. Oftentimes, people who have a bad attitude are not liking what they do for work.
Absolutely. And also bringing in opportunities, Doug. Listen, every day, everyone experiences they experience opportunities that pass them by.
Well, there's a stumbling block that gets in the way sometimes of people, and they use that as an excuse and determine that they can't be successful because they have, oh my God, this guy won't let me do it, or that person's in my way, the government says you can't do it, whatever.
Well, let me help all our listeners and give them a tool that could help them. You simply go to my website and you read...
Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com. UriGeller.com.
You read my little book of mind power. It's available to read free of charge. It'll take you 15 minutes to read, but there's no doubt that it will inspire you and it'll motivate you, and it might kind of shift the pattern of your thinking. If you are thinking negative, you'll start thinking positive. And remember that opportunities pass us by every day. And I think that the successful people who made it in life big time are the people who knew how to grab that opportunity, bring it into their lives, and cultivate it, nurture it, and use it. And that is kind of the secret of success.
You can use that formula, too, by the way, for most anything. It isn't just financial success. We were talking about that also in terms of the focus on happiness. Do you have to be rich? No. You have to have riches, and those riches, most importantly, would include health, mental well-being, that kind of stuff, being in a place that you want to be in with people you want to be with.
Absolutely.
That's
and the
it.
Only time, unfortunately, is when you realize that that's all you need is if, God forbid, you get sick.
Mm-hmm.
And then that preoccupies your mind all the time.
Yeah.
If it's a serious ailment, then you say, I don't care about anything. I don't care about my houses or my cars. I want to be healthy. I'm willing to live in a tent for the rest of my life if I can have my health back.
There are certain things about your father, my father, or your father didn't probably say this to you. I remember my father saying, you got to wake up and smell the roses. Because I had a period when I was, my mother was dying and I was in a pretty dark place.
Mm-hmm.
And my father said to me, I didn't always get a lot out of my father, but a few times he came up with things. And one of the things he said to me was, when it's dark enough, you can see the stars. And
I love that.
I think that's a pretty profound statement because, you need to be able to see.
It sounds to me like he coined that statement.
No, I don't think he did, but I think...
You don't think so?
No, I don't, but I think he, and there wasn't much that he remembered, you know, of value.
Yeah.
But he had a good heart. He didn't always know how to communicate.
Let me end this conversation by talking just for half a minute about Robin Gibb, who was a very close friend.
Yes.
And he just passed away, 48 hours ago.
Yeah.
Looking at his life, at his family, and, they sold over, 250 million?
Jillions of records, absolutely, yeah.
And you see, the tragedy, I mean, it's interesting because they actually wrote a song called Tragedy. Maybe you can put it on and play that after, when you go to a commercial break. But that just shows you everything. You can be as rich as Bill Gates, and you can have everything materialistically around you, but if you don't have health, then you have nothing.
Yeah, I think that's
important. That's why, and I'll end by saying this, if you're healthy, then you're the richest man in the world.
Richie just found out that the thing that my father said came from Ralph Waldo Emerson. He's a great American poet in the 19th century. Before we go, I want to acknowledge something I got a big kick out of. God love you. Daniel, who is your son, somebody that I've watched grow up. I remember him as an awkward young teenager, I think, when I first met him. And he's now become, he was a barrister, went to law school in England, and then moved to the United States and passed the bar, and now is living in New York. And there was a story about him last week, I think, in the New York Post, Roberta. I don't know if you saw this or not. He's representing Anna Gristina, who is the, wasn't she the...
The madam.
The madam...
Scottish madam.
Right. She's been accused of running a house of ill repute in Manhattan. So how did she happen to find Daniel? Where did that connection take?
Such a funny story. I know a lawyer in New York who's been my friend for ages. We were going to buy Elvis Presley's house together.
Now, I remember that, yeah.
Remember, on eBay.
Yeah.
And he's just a very interesting chap who is dealing with different cases in New York. And he happened to come across Anna Gristina, and he said to Daniel, "Daniel, will you come on the case?" And that's how it all started. I had no idea what was happening. I got off a plane from Ukraine, and I suddenly get Google alerts, not for Uri Geller, but for Daniel Geller. I couldn't believe it. But you see, that's I think it's good luck, because when a young attorney, Daniel has been a criminal barrister for 5 years in London.
Right.
Then he finished the Californian bar, which is reputed to be the most, the toughest one. Then he finished the New York bar. So because the judge thought that he was a rookie, because he's only 6 months a New York lawyer, he didn't quite give him the case. So that got huge headlines, but he will be helping the other lawyer that has that position now. And let's see what will happen.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a cool story. But again, I remember him. We all remember our children as children, and when they grow up to be adults, we still think of them as children, even though they aren't.
I never thought that I'll have to Google Daniel Geller, Scottish madam, to get all these articles.
Put them together, exactly. Bizarre is right.
It was great talking to you. Love you all, everyone there, all the team.
Yep.
See you, Uri.
Talk to you next week.
Have a good week.
Check out Uri Geller's website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com, and read some of the books that he has there that are free that really will help you and your mind work together. 13 before the hour on Good Day.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry. Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the Low Country, you put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three plus things I have to think about. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. New easy continuous spray. DEET-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. Beats the burn and the bite. Water-resistant 80 minutes uses directed.
Today, many companies are discovering that increased diversity in the workplace contributes to product innovation, global competence, and other successful corporate outcomes. Some technology-based companies, particularly those with extensive product lines and global reach, are actively recruiting women and other underrepresented groups for engineering positions. An increasing number of companies are making a case for diversity in the workplace. At companies like DuPont, 3M, and Siemens, diversity is an organizational imperative, a core business strategy that's implemented to generate new ideas, grow business units, and drive innovation. The American Society of Mechanical Engineers is an essential partner and resource for advancing diversity and inclusion in the engineering workforce. Among other activities, the Society sponsors the Diversity Action Grant Program, which directs funds to student sections to assist minority-owned businesses to solve design problems. The student sections also use Diversity Action Grants to sponsor programs in K-12 STEM, or Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics education. For more information, visit www.asme.org.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
We could have a quiz or see how well people are paying attention. Richie accuses me of not paying attention to him. Are you paying attention to me? Yesterday, we were the first people to talk about that $1 million parking space at 66 East 11th Street. Cost six times more than the national average price of a single family home.
Yeah, right. Well, you could live in your car, I suppose.
Yeah. That would be the same, Roberta, as paying a $115 ticket for illegally parking every day for 24 years.
Yep.
That's a way of looking at it, right?
Yep.
Rare commodity, those places. It's the same in Los Angeles, too, by the way. Very difficult to park. The space is 12 feet wide, 23 feet long, and 15 feet high. Good Lord, and that's the kind of money it's worth?
Big
check
cash.
Out the story at DougStephan.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings, but they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
It happened 1 year ago today. Death and destruction as a community continues to show its resiliency. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. May 22nd, 2011, 5:41 in the afternoon. An outbreak of tornadoes sweeping across the Midwest, one of them an EF5, with swirling winds as high as 200 miles an hour, tore through the heart of a small city in Missouri, Joplin. 161 lives lost, 7,500 buildings, including the high school, destroyed. Nearly a third of the city was gone. It's been a continuing process to rebuild. Even a year after the deadly tornado, volunteers such as this woman are still arriving in Joplin ready to help.
It feels very personal, which is important. It helps make the experience that much more powerful.
President Obama delivered the commencement address at Joplin High School last night, praising the resilience and selflessness of all those who have joined to help each other to rebuild their community. Siri Anshin is a high school graduate. She remembers how difficult it was to go back to school after the tornado struck a year ago.
The teachers and the students were trying to get used to the new building, you know, school at a place that we have never been to before. I mean, North Park Mall.
That's right. Classes were held in a space at the mall and in the food court there. Anshin says there's also been a different atmosphere among students in the aftermath of the tragedy.
We're a group of young adults who've endured a really traumatic experience. Brings us together, and so all this petty high school drama takes a back seat to the bigger picture.
As for the city of Joplin, today is being called a Day of Unity. There's a website, in fact, JoplinTornadoAnniversary.com, which includes a video that shows how the city has gotten back on its feet.
1 year. A year of remembering. A year of progress.
Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Are you taking pills for male enhancement? How much are you paying per pill? $18? More? If you're paying $18 per pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. What if I said we had one for less than $2 per pill? Guaranteed to deliver real results. Skeptical? Before you pay even a penny per pill, to prove it works, we'll send you a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free. Call this toll-free number now. 1-800-940-5467. Bravado is one of the safest male enhancement pills available because each capsule contains natural ingredients that will safely increase your libido fast. It'll boost your confidence in the bedroom and even give your partner a more satisfying experience. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, call now. 1-800-940-5467. Stop paying for expensive male enhancement pills. Pick up the phone and get a full-size supply of Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-940-5467. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-940-5467.
On Wall Street, stocks snapped a six-session losing streak, a triple-digit gain for the Dow, up 135 points to 12,504, S&P up 21, NASDAQ with a 68-point gain. Oil prices also up $1.09 a barrel, finishing at $92.57. You know the expression, if at first you don't succeed, as in this past Saturday.
We've had a cutoff. Liftoff did not occur.
You try again, and SpaceX did try again early this morning.
And launch of the SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket as NASA turns to the private sector to resupply the International Space Station.
This unmanned Dragon capsule was launched by the private firm SpaceX, which is competing to win a NASA contract to ferry cargo and humans to the International Space Station. And finally, a wonderful graduation story for you. His name is Gok Dilipa, and he just celebrated his graduation from an Ivy League school. It took him 19 years, but he now has a degree from Columbia University. Gok escaped the civil war in his native Yugoslavia in 1992. He fled to New York City and did what he could to make ends meet.
I worked as a busboy in a restaurant, and at the same time I started taking English courses. I think it was 2 days a week for free.
Those courses were taught at Columbia University. Later on, Gok took a job as a janitor at the university because it came with 14 free credit hours a year. It was a juggling act.
I would leave for 2 hours my work. I would go for the class and then I would go back and make up 1 hour.
12 years as a janitor while enrolled in Columbia's classics program. Gok Dilipa is now a Columbia University graduate.
University in New York is the best. I was lucky and I got the job at Columbia.
And Gok now has a degree from Columbia. As for what's next, Gok says he's far from finished. He hopes to stay at Columbia, possibly with another job, and then pursue a master's degree, maybe even a PhD, so that he can teach. Talk about a story that inspires. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.